play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Green Glove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Here for Galesburg High School boys basketball. And a difficult contest, as always, as the Silver Streaks hit the road in always difficult and historic Quincy Gymnasium under head coach Sean Taylor. Now in his 11th season overall as head coach of the Blue Devils. He came in with something of a disappointing record, Jim Lee, just 11-10 this year. I don't think that's probably any major surprise. They lost some kids from last year. They knew it was going to be difficult this year, and yet they battled very hard. They've had some tough teams in the Western Big Six Conference. They've managed to win those tough games. The Silver Streaks, not so much. Quincy comes in just a game behind in the conference standings.
He had a chance to talk with the Galesburg assistant, Steve Cheeseman. He said he really thinks Sean Taylor does a great job down here, and especially with a team that lost so much from last year. I mean, they've managed to beat the lead on their home court here. They gave Rock Island all they can handle, so they obviously, like most of the teams in this conference, do play better on their home court. Coach Taylor told me he felt like if they could have held their turnovers down, they would have had a good chance to win in December up at Jobfield Gym. So that's the key for tonight, is to hold down the turnovers. But this is a team that is very capable. They blew out Monmouth Roseville down here a couple of weeks ago when Monmouth Roseville was playing pretty good basketball. And so this Quincy team, a little challenged compared to some of the talent they've had in the past, but they're still a pretty good team. We're going to have to play real well tonight to win.
The 6-5-2 in the Western Big Six, but the Blue Devils are 4-3, tied with Moline for third place after the Maroons got that big win over the Silver Streaks last Friday night in a hotly contested game that went right down to the very last play of the game. Quincy wins the tip in the midcourt circle with Connor Mellon, a 6'5 senior, jumping in and knocking it away from Tyson Clark back at the starting lineup for the Silver Streaks. In fact, Galesburg back with its starting five that they played with most of the season. Two of the last three games, they have not been able to do that. And the running jumper by Lincoln Elby with a little one-hand teardrop from the outside. And the Quincy Blue Devils take the first lead of the game at 2-0. Denzel Jones, Devin Ross, Grant Gibson, Tyson Park, Ethan Meeker for the Silver Streaks. Denzel drives left side, dishes it right side corner. Three by Meeker is too strong. And the weak side rebound. And a hand on it by Denzel Jones. He gets undercut by Alex Shute a little bit. Loses it on the baseline. And the Silver Streaks turn it over after the missed shot and the offensive rebound. And now Quincy with a chance to build on an early lead. Quincy sophomores won here tonight, 62-257, in a game that was tight till about the last minute of the ball game, and they got a big shot and some free throws down the stretch that won the game for the Blue Devils. Here tonight, again, 2-0. We're just underway. We played 1 minute on a snowy day. Earlier this morning, if you checked around, you thought this game might not have gotten played, and had the snow not stopped when it did, the roads were not great coming down, but the Silver Streaks made it. We're glad to be here with you as well for Silver Streaks boys basketball. Quincy running the ball around the perimeter. They will not want to get this game into a high-scoring affair. The Silver Streaks do want to run with the ball so far tonight. Very patient offensively for the Blue Devils. Running down the left side of the lane, shot running up and on. Alex Shute. Got the shot to roll around, kiss off the rim, kiss off the glass, and drop through it. It's 4-0, Quincy. Minute and a half into the ballgame. Devin Ross on the outside, steps inside the arc, bounces it right side. Jones shoots the three. They backed off him, let him do it. Alex Shute on the weak side, got a little hand in the back of the Silver Streaks, and in transition, they miss the layup, and then a block on the putback for Parker Bland, but Quincy comes away with it again, and a three by Burry is short. Rebound back out to him. Fake. Drives baseline, dishes it in the lane. Mellon up with a shot. That one won't go. Parks loses a rebound and a putback by Parker Bland. They got five offensive chances at it, and a couple of times the Silver Streaks had the rebound in hand and just couldn't control it.
Yeah, Mike Reynolds staying surprisingly calm on the sidelines, but that's a possession that was really one of the worst of the year defensively for the Silver Streaks. As Grant Gibson launches a three, he comes up shy, and Quincy doing a great job on the defensive boards. It's one and out for us.
6-0 Quincy, 2.5 minutes into the ballgame. On the left side, this is Zach Burry with it, and a bad pass on the perimeter creates a turnover, and leading the break at the other end, Denzel Jones gets fouled, bringing it in from the left side. So the first turnover of the game created by Gilbert. And this is also not a good thing happening for the Silver Streak. 3 shots in this game, all from the outside, not doing anything to get it on the perimeter. Devin Ross now into the left corner. Meeker with another three. That one won't go. Parks flips the rebound up in the air, then chases it down onto the corner and knocked out of bounds by Quincy. Gilbert gets it back.
No, this harkens last weekend. What happened last weekend? We lost twice. We got off to 2 horrible starts, both of those games, and here we are starting poorly again in this one tonight. Tough to play good teams and not get off to a good start, and that's what's happening here again. But all we need is 1-3, and we cut that deficit in half.
And Moline got up to a 19-4 lead in the first quarter last Friday night at Wharton Fieldhouse, and now here's a bad pass. Good pressure defense by Quincy on the interior, and it forces Gilbert's second turnover. We played 3 minutes. Silver Streak 2-for-4 from the field, 2 turnovers, and trailing 6-0. Inlet pass to Mellon. Posts up, puts it up and in over Tyson Hart. It's 8-0 Gilbert, and the Streak calling full timeout, 4:43 to go in this opening quarter. And Gilbert is down early here, 8-0. I want to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, providing our transportation to Quincy tonight. As Jim and I travel down in the Galesburg Nissan provided 2013 Nissan Altima, and did a good job getting us down here on the roads. We didn't know quite what we were going to run into and ran into some really spotty highways, but car's a great car.
Yeah, it definitely proved its mettle coming down here. We had some dry spots which were good, others that were not so good, and may have a little bit of blowing snow on the way back. But again, our thanks as always to the folks at Galesburg Nissan for providing us great transportation throughout the football and now the basketball season, both the girls and the boys. Stop by and pay a visit. You can take a look at the Altima that we're driving or one of the many other great cars on the lot. Stop by Galesburg Nissan as the Silver Streaks get the ball back in. Now Joe Williams with it. The Streaks look to avoid the shutout here right now.
Like 3.5 minutes in the game, Silver Streaks still looking for their first points, trailing 8-0. Grant Gibson on the left side, pressure, gets it out high to Williams. Inside the free throw line, steps left, shoots off the front of the rim. Rebound Mike D, a sophomore for Quincy, and the Blue Devils with an 8-0 lead and trying to add to it here. On the left side, skip pass all the way to the right side out high and dribbling it on the sideline. Alex Shute turns it over. Second turnover of the game for the Quincy Blue Devils. It came last weekend, a home loss to Geneva, 53-46, after they went up to UT on Friday night and escaped with a 3-point win there, 44-41. Here's Denzel Jones driving left side on the baseline, tries to wing it out to Ethan Meeker on the right wing, throws it way over his head out of bounds, and that's the third Galesburg turnover.
Yeah, he launched that clear into the Quincy student section over there behind the Quincy bench. So we just look a little out of sorts here so far in this one tonight as we'll crank up the pressure on man-to-man. The only thing that stopped Quincy so far is their own turnovers.
From the left corner, free by Jacob Tobe. And Sean Taylor has some sophomores that are contributing early for the Blue Devils in this one as he is getting some big contributions from some underclassmen in an 11-0 start for Quincy. Driving in, Gibson scoops it up with the right hand. Couldn't get it over the rim. Connor Mellon with the rebound. Galesburg 0 for the quarter with 3 turnovers and trailing 11-0, 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. On the dribble out high, Dade to the sophomore. Mike Dade at 5'10". Now Mellon with it, the 6'5 senior. On the right side, Jacob Jobe, another sophomore at 6'3". Alex Shute, the senior, coming out high for the pass. Burry in the lane. Mellon up with the right hand, rolls off. Rebound put back good. They are dominating the offensive forwards here in this opening quarter and now lead 13-0.
Yeah, this is shades of the Galesburg girls last night who got off to that awful start, only scored 2 points, but they limited the opposition to 8 in the first quarter. But here, Quincy just scoring at will. Mellon is destroying us inside. And, I don't know. Tyson Parks doesn't look like himself in there. He's just not jumping nearly as well. And everybody's missed shots here. Everybody can share the blame on the offensive end.
On the right side, Denzel Jones on the wing. Bouncing it, now kicking it back out. Cut off on the baseline. Streak swinging around left. And Grant Gibson dribbling to the left side of the arc. It's a little body check from Alex Shute. That'll be the second team foul on Quincy. Still nothing showing on the Galesburg board. Down 13-0. So Mike Reynolds since Kevontae Shaw into the game. And maybe in response to what you observed there, Jim, Tyson Parks is going to sit down with Shaw, the sophomore, replacing him on the floor. 2:46 to go here in this opening quarter. This is Joe Williams with it, walking along the midcourt line, right side into the corner. Denzel Jones swings it back up, shooting from the free throw line. Joe's well off the mark. Rebound through the hands of Shaw, stolen away by Jacob Job for Quincy. And here come the Silver Streaks back to play defense, still looking for their first point. And Quincy trying to add on a Baker's dozen lead with 2:25 to go, quarter number one. Watching this game here tonight, Quincy fans have to be wondering how this Galesburg team won 19 games this year as Quincy gets called for an illegal screen away from the ball and turns it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly there's no way we could play any worse than we have to the first 4 or 5 minutes of this one, but thank goodness there's a long way to go, and we've got a team that if we get hot from the three-point arc can make up a deficit in a hurry, but we're going to have to get busy pretty quickly or we're going to dig too deep of a hole to get out of.
River Street again fell behind by 15 in the opening quarter last Friday night against Moline. They're down 13 here. Swinging around left side into the corner. Shaw for three. Got it. Well, there's a kid who's warmed up because of the amount of time he played in the sophomore game. And with 2:06 to go in the first quarter, the Streaks are finally on the board with a reserve. Kevontae Shaw knocking down the perimeter jumper. Galesburg down 10. On the dribble out high, Parker Bland, a freshman at 6'4". On the left side, Lincoln Elby, a 5'10 junior, backs it up, typically the starting point guard for Quincy. On the outside, Joe, another sophomore, to the free throw line, coming out for the pass slant. Quick turnaround, look down low to Mike Dade, and a turnaround jumper on the low block. Great ball movement by the Quincy Blue Devils to go back up by a dozen at 15-3. Joe Williams brings it across midcourt. Into the right corner, Denzel Jones. Pass deflected out, but Williams comes up with it. Swinging around left to Ethan Meeker. Tries to get it to Kevontae Shaw. Batted away by Shute for Quincy. For Galesburg, turnover. Blue Devils into the front court on the home white with a red striped trim down the side. On the dribble out high, Elby. Cut off by Joe Williams. He'll swing it into the wing on the right side. Dribbling into the left hand, Alex Shute. And a foul on the floor. Push foul called on Kevontae Shaw as Shute dribbled around him. And that's the first team foul on the Silver Streaks with 1:03 to go in the opening quarter.
Yeah, interesting for the Streaks to go this deep and not get a foul called on them. I don't think that's a lack of aggressiveness. We've actually just been chasing their players through the lane most of the first quarter. Even Denzel Jones, who's such a hustler and very quick, Elby really took it to him that last strip down the court just to be able to get free on the baseline and make a short jumper underneath. Now we've got a Quincy turnover, and the Streaks will try and cut into the lead.
Trying to bounce pass on the inbound to Connor Mellon underneath the basket. Kevontae Shaw guarding from the backside, and I think maybe got a hand on the ball, and it went out of bounds off Mellon. So for all Quincy has done well here in this opening quarter, they've also turned it over 4 times, but they still lead by 12 with under 1 minute to go. On the outside, Meeker. Ross back into the game, swings it back left over to Ethan, keep it on the perimeter, bouncing it into the right corner, Joe Williams. Trying to find an opening in that Quincy zone. Skips it back up top. Meeker fakes left, drives right, jumps top of the right hand, shot rolls in and out. Rebound controlled by Mellon for Quincy. He's got 4 rebounds already in this game. Silver Streaks, they'll have just 1 basket, 1 for 9 is where I got him. We'll double check that here at the end of the quarter, 20 seconds to go. Quincy leading 15-3. And back on offense with the dribble out high, holding to the last shot. Job swings it left side just outside the volleyball spike line. Burry with it. Now Elby comes out high in the midcourt circle with 8 seconds to go. Mellon passes it left side over to Burry. Dribbling to the high post. Spin move with 3 seconds to go. Fadeaway shot is good. Quincy will take a 17-3 lead over Galesburg at the end of quarter number one. Silver Streaks getting dominated. Down to Quincy. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Oregon at Quincy High School, the Silver Streaks. Boy, this is three games in a row now, Jim. This is not the team we have seen for the first 27 this year. They just look totally out of sorts, down 14 at the end of one.
Yeah, we really don't seem to have anybody that's ready to step up and take leadership. I mean, you can't force a lot of things, but at some point we've got to get some offense going here.
Grant Gibson down the lane, draws contact, lost the ball on the way up, and Quincy comes out with it. I guess we'll call that one a turnover because he never really seemed to get much of a shot off. And quickly into the lane, down low, Mellon got a step on Tyson Parks, got around him. The officials call the basket on the floor, a push on Parks. And the question is, are they going to count the basket? They conferred. I think they are going to count the basket. Mike Reynolds is upset, and I can't say that I blame him. The foul sure looked like it was on the floor ahead of time. And that's going to be, well, maybe continuation has come to high school basketball because it's not the first time we've seen it.
No, that's for sure. That one wasn't as bad as a few of them we've seen. But I tell you what, the Mellon kid inside is just destroying us. And he's not even the biggest player that they have. They got a reserve that's bigger than him. But he is just very fundamentally sound. And the home crowd, not as loud as you think with a 20-3 lead here tonight.
Not as big as we've seen in the past either as Gilbert turns it over on the half court again. It's 20-3 Quincy, and a travel call on the right wing as Alex Shute did the center step shuffle before he ever got the dribble down on the floor. We didn't get a chance to look at first quarter statistics, but maybe it's just as well. Shute might have the streak 1 of 9, and you had an interesting rebounding stat that needs to be mentioned.
Yeah, we had no defensive rebounds that entire quarter. I can't recall the last time I saw any team not have a defensive rebound, but that's how bad we've been.
Another missed three this time by Joe Williams, and Connor Mellon gets his fifth rebound for Quincy already. Gelford down 20-3. We played just over a minute of the second quarter. Ethan Meeker comes from the backside of Zach Murray. Bats a little tip away, but it goes right back to Lincoln Elby for Quincy. Up top, Connor Mellon trying to dribble right, and a ball batted away by Grant Gibson, picked up off the floor by Devin Ross, leads the break to Joe Williams in from the left side, and finally the Streaks get a little up-tempo game going. And in transition, get their second basket of the game now, down 20-5. Minute and a half gone here in the second quarter. A little token pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Quincy breaks it, driving down the lane. Ball blocked by Tyson Parks. Deflected out, and Alex Shute chases down the rebound. Under the basket, Mellon with a quick pass. He gets the layup and the foul, and the Streaks are just getting blown out here.
Yeah, no question. You know, we had a nice block there, but then we lose track of Mellon again down low. And you know, you'd think the guy was 6'7" or 8". I mean, he's hurting us a lot more than even Moline's big man did last week. But he is owning the paint inside, good positioning, and now he's got another 3-point play as he hits the free throw, and it's 23-5.
6 in the quarter, 10 in the game already for 6'5" senior Connor Mellon. Ellsworth down 18 on the outside. Then Devin Ross, he'll fire the three from the right side. That one's in and out. And the ball deflected out to Joe Williams. Streaks get a rare offensive rebound. Pull-up jumper, high post. Grant Gibson swishes it. His first basket of the game. And the Silver Streaks stay alive, but still losing ground. Down 23-7. They were down 14 at the end of one. Down 16 here. Stumbling, falling down somehow. Zach Burry got the pass over to Connor Mellon down along the low block as he was falling to the floor, and it's back to an 18-point lead for Quincy at 25-7, under 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Ross on the outside, skips it left corner to Ethan Meeker. He'll fire the three. That one is good. I've got that as only the second 3-point basket of the night for the Silver Streak, and their first by a starter as Kevontae Shaw hit the other one. And we got a timeout on the floor with 5:16 to go in the first half.
Well, at least we got the double figures, still down 15, but still a long way to go if we get hot. But we've got to figure out how to slow down Quincy. I mean, everything has gone right for Quincy, not only with Mellon inside, but, I mean, that you know, the one pass where the guy's falling down, he just happens to thread to the needle, and Mellon scores again. You know, they hit the shot at the end of the first quarter. I mean, they're just absolutely almost playing perfect basketball if you don't count their turnovers, which is all that's kept them from scoring because they're sure not missing many shots, and they're not taking many shots outside of the lane either.
Connor Mellon hasn't missed a shot and has all 8 Quincy points here in the second quarter. Hasn't missed a shot in the quarter, that is. He did miss a couple in the first quarter, but he's already got 12 points, 25-10. Galesburg down 15, 5:16 to go in the first half. And now we've got a discussion by the officials at half court. Mike Reynolds came down the sideline, but he stepped out of the coach's box, so the officials immediately pointed him back that direction, said, we'll give you an explanation. When Um comes over, he's shaking his head no to Mike Reynolds. He's pointing down toward the basket. So I'm not entirely sure what all this is about, but it was Quincy's ball coming out of the timeout, so it had to be some other discussion that was going on there. Streaks put on the full court press. Quincy breaks it easily. Up the right side, Mike Dade through the lane, and the defense by Grant Gibson to come back from the backside. Bounce pass intended for Jacob Jobe, and Grant got in there and cut it loose, knocked it away.
Well, you know, I think Mike just realizes his team is out of sync. He may just be trying to shake up the rhythm of this game, you know, force a little delay, whatever it takes, just to try and get the momentum away from Quincy and turn this thing around.
Dade on the dribble in the backcourt will be guarded by Devin Ross, coming back across the timeline after the baseline inbound went into the backcourt. Under 5 minutes to go, first half, streaks down 25-10. Looks like Dade might have got away with carrying the ball on his hip as he, unguarded, couldn't handle it very well. Now the streak's leaving wide open. He missed that three-pointer, though, and Joe Williams gets the rebound. Many defensive rebounds for the Silver Streaks tonight because there just haven't been that many misses by Quincy. Jump stop in the lane. Joe hesitates, puts the shot up. It rolls off. Rebound taken away. Tyson Parks had a hand on it, but Quincy comes out with it. Quickly, down low. Mellon with a good pass on the outside. Gets it up and in over Tyson Parks. Mellon with all 10 Quincy points here in the quarter, and it's back to a 17-point lead with 4:20 to go in this first half. And another Galesburg turnover. That's their seventh of the game. Intended pass going to the inside. Now they get it down low to Mellon under the basket. Comes back out for it and shifts it up and in over his shoulder. And Mike Reynolds calls another full timeout with the streak getting absolutely burned on every end of the court, down 29-10.
Yeah. Well, you know, to this point, he's kept very calm, but that is all over now because we are just giving the same guy the ball under the basket time after time after time. And, boy, is he barking at him down here now. And I got to tell you, a lot of times I think he's a little tough on him, but they probably deserve it here. They are just not playing smart basketball, and they're letting a guy that's really not that good of an offensive player just destroy them tonight.
16 points in the game already for Connor Mellon. And there wasn't one single player who was exempt from the barking in that timeout. And, you know, I think this is as much frustration for Mike Reynolds as carried over from last weekend as well. We talked about it in the pregame. He was as upset as anybody at the performance at Moline Friday night, the lack of any kind of energy on Saturday night and the loss to DeKalb, to have them come out and play like this tonight. It, the volcano has erupted here now.
And really, if you're really a Silver Streak fan watching this, you feel the exact same emotions because this team played so well during the Martin Luther King tournament with so much passion. And now, you know, granted, we're not shooting it well, which hurts, but we're just, to give away those scores on defense is just unacceptable.
And Gibson sidesteps a man on the outside, just inside the top of the arc, knocks down a 19-footer. Galesburg down 29-12. Quincy scored the first 13 points of the game, and the streak had not been any closer than 10 since. We've got 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Driving down the right side, pull up, backing away with a left hand, and a missed shot. And Silver Streaks come away with a rebound. Quick three by Gibson off the back of the rim. Rebound deflected out to Joe Williams, and the Streaks will get another crack at it. Quick three that time by Grant Gibson as he's kind of single-handedly trying to put the team on his shoulders here and lift him up. He's got it now on the left side. Takes the three, drives in the lane, goes all the way with a left hand. Shot won't go down, but it does get fouled. So Grant will shoot the first Galesburg free throws of the night with 3:14 to go here in this opening half. We call that one on Parker Bland, his first and the fourth team foul here on the Blue Devils.
You know, I was talking with Coach Sean Taylor Quincy before the game, and you know, we mentioned they're just a game over 500, but he felt like his team was playing its best basketball of the season. And again, when you come down here and play them on their own home court, they're much more comfortable with what they like to do. That's pretty much always been the case. But, you know, we saw that score where they beat Moline down here. They almost beat Rock Island. We knew we'd have to play our A game, as Mike likes to say. Well, this isn't even our D game so far.
29-14 as Gibson makes both free throws. Streak down 15, 3 minutes to go in the opening half. On the dribble out high, Elby working his way right. Williams trying to go for the steal, but the pass gets away to Jacob Jobe on the left side. Now it goes to Dade. Back out high. Williams steps in front of the pass intended for Elby, and not a smart pass by Quincy. Williams read it beautifully, but he couldn't come up with it, deflecting it out of bounds. And Quincy will hang on to it. So Connor Millen back into the game. He's the only one who scored for Quincy in the second quarter, and he's been big. All 12 points for the Blue Devils, 16 for the game. And the streaks trail by 15. And Millen didn't get much of a break as Quincy didn't have a whole lot going offensively with him on the bench. Now Joe with it on the dribble out high. Dribbles into a double team. Gets it away to the right side. Lincoln Elby dribbling up to the wing. Skips it back out. Now gets it back. 2:40 to go first half. Elby with the dribble working, trying to get around Joe Williams. Cannot. Pass intended on the outside to Parker Bland. Going for the steal. Denzel Jones bumps Bland. And Bland with that is able to shield him going into the backcourt. And now Ethan Meeker just got called for his third foul coming out. Trying to guard Jacob Jobe and going for the steal. And he got a hack on the arm, and that's the third foul again on Ethan Meeker, who's not shooting the ball well, really hasn't shot the ball well even since last weekend. But Coach Mike Reynolds, knowing that his team needs to get something going, leaves Meeker on the floor with 2.5 minutes to go in the opening half. Elby with a pass into the backcourt, now brings it back into the front court for Quincy. And a bad pass, soft pass, taken away by Denzel Jones, leads the break to the other end. And a foul called on Quincy as he backed Parker Bland all the way up into the basket. And that'll be the second foul of the game on Bland, and Denzel will shoot a couple of free throws here. Definitely a change in strategy for the Silver Streaks coming out of that timeout.
Yeah, and it was interesting. Quincy in that timeout took the opportunity to give Connor Mellon a minute or two off. They got him back in, but you know, I think they realized he'd had such a good run and that Mike Reynolds was going to have everybody climbing, you know, coming down on him. So he got a little rest. He's back in. Jones hit the first free throw. We're within 14, and, you know, for as poorly as we've played, we're still just one run away from being right back into this game.
The Streaks are trying to make a quiet run here from the free throw line. They've gotten the clock stopped a couple of times. Grant Gibson hits two free throws. Now Denzel Jones hits two free throws. Quincy coming back the other end has a terrible shot. Miss coming in from the left side. Zach Burry with a runner out of control. He lost control of the ball on the way up, hit the bottom of the rim, and nobody boxed out, of all people, Connor Millen, who got the offensive rebound on the putback, and now rebounds the Gillsburg miss at the other end. And here comes Quincy back, leading by 15 with the ball under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Elby picks up his dribble out high, gets it right side, quick three by Alex Schutz. That one is no good, and a boxed-out rebound by Grant Gibson. Gillsburg into the front court, and a good pass down low to Joe Williams from the outside. Good read by the Silver Streaks. Joe gets the layup. And the Silver Streaks trying to hang in there, trying to find, as Jim said, a way to put together a run down 13. On the outside, juggling it off his chest, Alex Shoot now backs up toward the sideline. A minute and a half to go first half. 31-18, Galesburg down 13. They were down 14 at the quarter. So believe it or not, they've had made a little dent into that Quincy lead, which has reached as much as 19 here in the second quarter. On the dribble out high, now started to dribble. He was holding it for a long time. Burry passes away behind him to Joe. In the lane. And up with the right hand. Best shot of the game by Alex Shute. And he waited till the man went for the steal, got behind him. He just flicked it up in the right hand, banked it in. Back to a 15-point lead for Quincy with under a minute to go in the first half. Devin Ross on the outside. Now Joe Williams, right back to Ross. Into the left corner. Logan Davis drives, kicks it back out. Ross, now an open Joe Williams for three. That one is good. Nice ball movement by the Silver Streaks. Kept it going on the perimeter. Gilbert down 12 now, 33-21. And a full court, nearly full court length of the pass, but Quincy doesn't go for the layup. They kick it back out from Joe out to Zach Burry. Now Elby with it with 30 seconds to go. Elby backs up toward half court, and the Streaks may be content to let Quincy go ahead and dribble this one down hole for the last shot and certainly try to prevent the basket and maybe even go for the steal here, depending on what Quincy decides to do with it and how careless they are with their pass. On the dribble out high, Zach Burry into the midcourt circle. Hands off to Elby coming into the backside with 8 seconds to go. Elby out high to Connor Millen, guarded by Gibson. At the top of the circle, steps inside the arc. Millen covered up. Right side over to Elby. Fires the long three, and that was no good. Quincy gets off the last shot, but cannot convert. And the Gillsburg deficit is 12 at halftime. 33-21 when we come back on the halftime show. Take a look at the first half statistics. Talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheesman. Hasn't been pretty here tonight. As Jim said, if the Streaks can come out, put on a flurry here at the beginning of the second half, we got a whole 16 minutes left in the game to try to get back into this game. Quincy 33, Gillsburg 21 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers, I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yim, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Time here at the Devil's Den, Baldwin Gymnasium at Quincy High School. And, well, if the Devils truly are in the house, they have put in a major hex on the Silver Streaks here tonight. As Galesburg, just to say the least, does not look like the team that we have seen for the first 27 games this year. And yet, down by 12 at the half. That doesn't seem good, and it's not. But it's better than being down 19, which they were at 29-10, not even halfway through the second quarter. Quincy scored the first 13 points of the game, led 17-3 at the end of one, built that lead to 19 at 29-10, where the Streaks put on a little bit of a run there at the end of the second quarter, the final 4 minutes of the second quarter, outscored the Blue Devils 11-4, and again, 12-point deficit isn't good at halftime, but we're starting to feel like maybe things have settled in here a little bit, and maybe the Streaks are starting to come alive, but it's like the team didn't get off the bus until halfway through the second quarter, and well, it's still a long way to go in this game, but they need a big run here at some.
Yeah, you know, as you've watched this game, it's almost amazing to think we're only 12 points behind. But that's what the 3-point ball can do for you if you get a few of those to fall. We finally did. I thought Quincy was a little sloppy, not only with the ball. Now, granted, we were forcing some pressure, but I didn't think they responded to that real well in the half court. And they came down at least two occasions and fired up ill-advised threes. For as much as things went right for Quincy in that first half, you saw Sean Taylor, as soon as the one kid let it go from the corner, I mean, they were up 15 or 16 points, and you think, my goodness, you want to value your possessions, work some clock, we've been getting everything inside, and he let fly a bad three, and the Streaks quickly got it, went down and made a basket with Joe Williams. Those are the kind of things that, well, I guess we need Quincy to do those a few times to be able to come back from this deficit. And, you know, they're good, but they're not one of the great Quincy teams. It's still a winnable game. And having Ethan Maker in foul trouble doesn't help with those three fouls, because Snade's one of those guys, if he does get hot, we can come back quickly in a hurry. But, you know, we've also talked about living too much on the three-point shot, and that's, you know, unless we're out in transition, that's about all we're getting tonight. As Connor Mellon is just not only scored, but he's controlled the defensive rebounding as well. He's probably having a career night so far for these 50 Blue Devils.
18 points in the first half for Connor Mellon. So as long as we're talking statistics, let's give you our first half stats. Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you're down at Quincy watching a Galesburg boys basketball game.
Very right, especially this one. Well, Quincy's 14 out of 26 from the field. So 54% shooting for the Blue Devils so far tonight, and that's actually cooled off a little bit from what they were at one stretch. Silver Streaks, after going just 1 of 9 in the first quarter, connected 5 of 12 in the second quarter. Not great, but a few of those were three-pointers. We got 6 of 21 at halftime, 28%. So, again, a real similar scenario to what the girls went through last night with just some really poor shooting in the first half. You might recall, though, in the second half, the girls had a shot at that game and kept themselves in it. We're hoping that the boys can do the same tonight and maybe get over the top. Rebounding, a huge problem right now. Quincy has, we got them for 17 rebounds to 7 for the Silver Streaks, who had just 2 rebounds in the first quarter. And again, I've got to note, Tyson Parks, there's something not right because he's not jumping at all. When he's in there, he's really not even leaving the floor, and that's just not Tyson. In fact, they had him sitting out the last 4 minutes of the half, and probably just as well, because something just is not quite right with Tyson. And that's why Mellon, I think, to a large degree, is doing all the damage that he is. Without Tyson in there, we don't have anybody to intimidate or block a shot. So turnover, 7 for the Streaks, 7 for the Blue Devils, and that's the stats at halftime.
Rest of the team numbers show the Blue Devils 1 for 4 from three-point range. Quincy or Galesburg just 3 for 10. 2 for 2 from the free throw line of the Blue Devils, and Galesburg 4 for 4 at the line. We'll take a break here at halftime. Quincy leading the Silver Streaks 33-21. Take a look at the individual scoring numbers. When we come back, we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Streaks down a dozen. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Is Uncle Sam sending you a refund check? Lucky you! Now invest it wisely on reliable transportation for you and your family by looking for a car, truck, or van at Bob Lindsay Cars in Galesburg. Bob Lindsay has a great selection of vehicles in stock from $1,500 and up, and over 40 vehicles in stock priced under $10,000. Shop their inventory at BobLindsayCars.net or stop in at Bob Lindsay Cars just north of Arby's on Henderson Street. Great selection and a name you've grown to trust for almost 40 years. Make Bob Lindsay Cars the place to go for your transportation needs.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Axline Health Mart Pharmacy in Monmouth, reminding you to consider a Canon camera for your sweetheart today on Valentine's Day. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near zero, wind chill readings 5 below to 15 below zero. Tomorrow, snow in the afternoon with accumulation around 1 inch, highs of 23. Tomorrow night, snow in the evening with accumulation also around 1 inch, lows of 15. And finally, Sunday, partly sunny with highs of 28, overnight lows of 22. Currently, it is 10 degrees at WGIL.
Stay up to date with the latest sports information. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
Here we go. Halftime here at Quincy. Brandon with Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks trailing the Quincy Blue Devils 33-21. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here in this opening half. Quincy Blue Devils, again, with 33 points and 18 of those coming on what appears to be a career night from senior Connor Mellon. 14 of his 18 points came in the second quarter, in which he was 6 for 6 from the field and made both of his free throw attempts. Alex Shoot with 4. Jacob Jobe with a 3-pointer. That came in the first quarter. And then Lincoln Elby, Mike Day, Zach Burry, and Parker Bland all each have 2 points for the Blue Devils. For the Silver Streaks, Joe Williams leads the way in the first half with 7. Grant Gibson with 6. Both of those players scoring all of their points in the second quarter. Let's see. Next up, Kevonte Shaw and Ethan Meeker each with 3. And Denzel Jones has 2. Devin Ross, Logan Davis, Tyson Parks have all played in the first half but have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who trail 33-21. Should be noted that after getting outscored 17-3 in the opening quarter, Gelsberg did outscore Quincy 18-16 in the second quarter, and that's not a huge turnaround, but that's the kind of forward progress we obviously need to see. And really, if you look back to last week's game with Moline, Jim, Gelsberg never really did put together a huge run in that game. They fell behind big, 15 points in the opening quarter, and they just slowly and steadily pulled their way back into the game until they got the first basket of the fourth quarter and took the lead at that point. They did it that night with the benefit of time and no huge run. They've done it here tonight with no huge run. 11-4 they outscored Quincy at the end of the second quarter. They put together another 11-4 kind of run, 10-3, something like that. They start to put some pressure on the Blue Devils. Let's say if they can get that cut down by midway of the third quarter here, we may really have a ball game on our hands from that point.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see defensively, are we just going to come out, pressing it just wall to wall, side to side? Part of me thinks, yeah, we do that. It wears you out in a hurry. You're going to give up cheap baskets. But Quincy's ball handling really isn't all that great. And so, especially if we really aren't going to have Tyson Parks be able to contribute much tonight, they're just going to keep going to Mellon. And we got nobody that can stop the guy. We can't emphasize enough. We got foul trouble on arguably our best shooter, who's been in a little slump of late. But so that's a problem. Joe Williams, get a shot or two out here. We're trying to get him on track. And so it's not a hopeless situation because, again, Quincy is a little vulnerable in spots, but it's, as long as we cannot stop the 2-foot shot inside, there's really no hope for us. We have got to find a way to, if not keep the shot away, just denying the ball altogether.
And not only stop the 2-foot shot, stop him from getting that position altogether, because once he gets there, you're not going to stop the kid from getting a 2-point shot. Now, we did have a little extended halftime here tonight with youth program was out there running a basketball game for during part of halftime, and then they had a fundraiser that capped off with a young man getting a pie in the face. So really what that allowed to do was give the Silver Streaks some more time in the locker room, so we'll see if they can take advantage of that. And Jim's going to head on down and get a word with Steve Cheeseman. They'll fill us in on what's going on with Tyson Parks and maybe some halftime strategy here when we come back. And while he does that, we'll again thank Gilbert Nissan for providing our transportation tonight. Jim Lee and I traveling to Quincy in a 2013 Nissan Altima, part of the pre-owned certified fleet available for you at Gilbert Nissan. Great financing available and a number of years to select from, short-term, long-term, 100,000-mile warranties and the full check available on those certified pre-owned. Great selection available. In fact, Jim and I were talking, it was a good selection of Nissan Muranos, which are terrific and weather like what we've had here today and last weekend. You never know when you're going to need all-wheel drive available for you. And Gilbert Nissan can provide all of those options for you. Check them out at 2040 North Henderson Street, right next to the Sandberg Mall in Gilbert. Our thanks to Gilbert Nissan for providing our transportation to Quincy tonight. Again, 33-21, the Blue Devils lead here at the half behind 18 first-half points by Connor Mellon. And the fact that the Silver Streaks spent almost the entire first 6 minutes of the game before they got a basket. And even when they did, it wasn't from any of the starters. It was Kevontae Shaw off the bench, a sophomore. He played a good chunk, obviously, of the sophomore game, which Gilford lost 62-67 prior to this. But there was a kid who had at least kind of warmed up, kind of had a shot going from playing the brunt of that game. And those were the only points the Streaks got in the entire first quarter for Shaw off the bench. Now they put together a better second quarter, a better final four minutes of the second quarter, falling behind 29-10 halfway through the period, and they outscored the Blue Devils 11-4 the rest of the way. So again, they're kind of got a little run going, not a major run, but it's enough to make you feel a little bit better about the second half here and make you feel like they're a little more into this game. And if they can continue to cause the kind of disruptions that they did for the Blue Devils for the final half of that second quarter, maybe they can continue to pull back into this game. Mike Reynolds is the Streak's biggest cheerleader in the huddle down there, and that's all enthusiasm and energy right there. There's no strategy there. That's just go out and play hard. And what does Steve Cheeseman have to say, Jim?
Well, as you and I guess, Steve was saying that we're gonna make this thing side to side and end to end, and use a lot of players deep on the bench if we have to, because we're not just going to sit back and let them do to us what they did in the first half. So look for a much more aggressive Silver Streaks team defensively, trying to cause some problems, force some turnovers. And he said, as far as he knows, coaching staff, they really don't know that there's anything wrong with Tyson. They just felt like he was getting behind the play constantly and wasn't really in position to make a play. So we'll see what happens here.
Streaks put the starting five back out on the floor, with the exception of Devin Ross, who starts the second half on the bench, and Joe Williams, who led the Streaks in scoring with seven in the first half, starts instead. For Quincy, it's Zach Burry, the same starting five, as a matter of fact. Lincoln Elby, along with Jacob Jobe, and of course Connor Mellon. And on the right side with it, Alex Shute. They swing it around left now. Quincy with the ball, leading by a dozen to start the second half. Pass through the lane, just out of the outstretched arms of Joe Williams, into the right corner, and a three is good by Alex Shute to start the second half, and it's seven in the game for Shute, and back to a 15-point Quincy lead at 36-21. Gibson on the outside, right side under the wing, Meeker. Swinging around left to Joe Williams. Up top to Gibson. Left side, now into the corner it goes, Denzel Jones. Cut off there by the Quincy zone defense. On the outside, Ethan Meeker working his way out right. Now reverses direction, back into the lane. Cut off, out to Gibson for three. Soft three is good. And Galesburg answers shoot three to start the second half with one of their own. 36-24, and Galesburg has the pressure defense on. Elby gets around Denzel Jones and into the front court. The Streaks scramble back into the man defense. On the right side, shoot, same spot, same result. Left him open again, and Mike Reynolds said in the pregame, you know, when we scramble around, when we play that pressure defense, we know we're taking some chances. We know some guys are going to get some open looks, and shoot has buried two from the right corner to start the third quarter, and Galesburg's down 15. Joe Williams on the outside. He'll step up. He'll fire the three. That one's off the front of the rim. Rebound batted around. Now there's Tyson Park showing up in the second half. He got a hand on the rebound, batted it all the way to the outside where Gibson gets another look at it. And he and Shute are going back-to-back, man-for-man, three-for-three. And it's 39-27. Close court pressure's on. Quincy breaks it. Into the right corner. Shute again. Same result. How many times are they going to let Alex Shute get open from the exact same spot on the right wing? He's 3-for-3 in the quarter for 9 quick points. Jones drives, kicks it out to Williams. Right side, Meeker drives, scoops it to Denzel Jones, and he's fouled from the backside. Shute coming over too late and bumped him from the backside.
Well, yeah, you know, it's one of those things where if a guy gets hot, that's one of those things. But when he makes the shot from the exact same place three times in a row, you know, you got to get somebody, a spy out there on him or something. Even if you're pressuring a lot in the full court, you just can't continue to let that happen.
This is Ethan Meeker with it on the right side. Reverses directions back to Joe Williams. Williams at the volleyball spike line, steps up to the arc. Streaks trying to find an opening in that 3-2 zone. Gibson drives all the way. Shot rolls off. Rebound batted around. Burry comes down with it for Quincy. And now here come the Silver Streaks defense getting back, trying to stop Quincy from building on a 15-point lead. On the outside, Burry fakes the three, drives. There he is again. Three-pointer. That one is in and out. And the weak side rebound, Tyson Parks takes it away. Buried it, or rather, shoot didn't miss by much. Now a three by Gibson is good. So Gibson now with 3 3-pointers in the third quarter. In that case, Galesburg back in by 12 at 42-30. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Quickly into the front court. It's the left corner this time. Jacob Jones knocks it down. This has become a game of horse here in the third quarter. And what's interesting is Quincy's not a three-point shooting team. And now Meeker's going to try and answer, and he does on this end of the Silver Streaks. Both teams content to let the other guys shoot it from the perimeter, and each team is lighting it up. 4 3-pointers in the quarter for Quincy. 4 3-pointers in the quarter for Galesburg. Galesburg 12 trails by 12, 45-33, 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Streaks have yet to put on any kind of a run to get back into this game. They're just trying to keep up with Quincy's three-pointers and not fall farther behind. Elby on the dribble out in the midcourt circle. We've got a foul away from the ball. Denzel Jones and Alex Shute were going mano a mano on that right side wing. They're going to call Grant Gibson for the foul instead. His first foul of the second half on the Silver Streaks. Parks and Jones sit down. Devin Ross back into the game. Logan Davis in for the Silver Streaks as well. Lob on the inbound. Fading away. Bad shot by Zach Burry. is fading away from the basket. He never had any kind of oomph on the ball. Silver Streak gets the rebound. Here's Devin Ross cut off in the wing. Back out to Grant Gibson. Works it to the right side, Joe Williams. Fakes at the top of the circle. Inside the free throw line. Davis with a turn and a shoot and a score. Gets it off the back of the rim and drops through. And Logan Davis pulls the streak within 10 now at 45-35. Under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. The streak has crept a little closer now. Down by as many as 19 in the second quarter. The deficit is 10 now with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Up top, Connor Millen. Backdoor cut executed beautifully. Elby with a layup. Little pick and roll up top. Around to the left side. Down, Elby went to the lane. And it's back to a 12-point lead, 47-35. Wrong. Top of the circle, Grant Gibson swings the ball down low. And coming in, Zach Murray trying to poke it away. Gets Grant on the arm.
Yeah, you got to tip your cap to Quincy on that last offensive possession. They get a sinking 3-3-3 and defending the corners. And then we fall asleep down the middle. And they just executed the backdoor cut perfectly for a quick two.
And Gibson inbounds on the sideline on the far side away from us into Devin Ross with Williams, Davis, and Meeker on the floor for the Silver Streaks. This is Meeker with it on the right side. Into the corner, Devin Ross. Back out to Ethan. He'll fire the three off the back of the rim. Rebound batted out by Grant Gibson. Chased down. Now Quincy gets a hand on it, and Elby bats it all the way toward the Quincy end of the floor, and Meeker chases it down there. Here's driving. Meeker, left corner, Williams for three off the front of the rim. And controlling the rebound, Parker Bland for Quincy. And the Silver Streaks got a couple of cracks at it there. Into the front court, this is Elby on the dribble. To the top of the circle, cut off by Williams. 12-point Blue Devil lead, 2:45 to go, third quarter. Driving in from the outside. Shoot takes it all the way, and the right-handed shot spins off the glass. Streaks don't control the rebound, and Shoot gets it back for himself. Now the Blue Devils, Connor Millen down the left side. And they kept it alive again, and Millen picks up the chunk off the floor, and he's got 20 in the game now. It's 49-35.
That may have been our worst basket of the night because we gave him three cracks at it. One of them was an air ball, and still Millen able to pick it up and put it back in. The streaks of the miss, and here come the Blue Devils again, up by 14 once again. Now a strip from behind. Joe Williams going to take it all the way in. Nope, but foul. Will they call it an intentional foul because he was on his way to the basket, Brad?
Hunter Millen picks up his first foul of the game after the streak scores the turnover. It's going to be a push in the back, so not the intentional foul that sometimes you get on a breakaway basket when a player is looking to go uncontested in for a layup. Millen and Elby sit down for Quincy getting a break. Logan Davis takes the bench for the Silver Streak with Denzel Jones back into the game. Grant Gibson on the inbound out high to Devin Ross. On the left side, Ethan Meeker dribbles right. It's swinging around right to Gibson. Up top now, driving down the left side of the lane. Takes it all the way in with the right hand, up and in with a soft shot. Contact there on the way to the basket. The officials chose not to blow the whistle on either player. Ellsberg by a dozen, down 49-37. Now Quincy juggling it at the other end twice. They get the pass away somehow to Parker Bland, who stays in. Now cutting in down the right side of the lane. And a missed layup right under the basket. Jacob Jones couldn't finish. Grant Gibson gets the rebound for the streak, and he falls asleep, bringing it up court. Quincy comes from the back side, steals it away, and a layup at the other end by Mike Davis. The streaks are just getting out-hustled in every aspect of the game, and down 14, Devin Ross shoots, bank shot too strong inside the free throw line. Rebound Quincy as Burry comes up with it, and Galesburg getting too quick on the offense, and now giving Quincy a chance to build the lead back up, leading by 14 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Dade up top to Zach Murray. Just outside the right side of the lane. Gibson with a good defensive steal. Leaving the break to the other end with a one-on-two. Takes it all the way in. Here's his body to help shield the pass, or shield the ball, rather. And it's 51-39 after the steal and the layup. Now Quincy breaks the press. Down the lane. Right side. This time it's Joe from the right side wing for three. That one won't go. And Joe Williams with a weak side rebound for Gilson. Meeker cut off on the baseline. We'll bring it back out with 38 seconds to go with the streak down a dozen. Williams, left side raw, into the corner of Meeker. Right back to Devin, steps inside the arc, gets it out to Williams, open three, way short, air ball, saved by Meeker under the basket, but he's out of bounds, going for it. And now Quincy get all for the last shot with 26 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, that would have been a big hit. That would have got us under 10 points there, but Joe didn't let out enough on it, came up well short of the basket for an air ball. No way Meeker could quite save it on the baseline. So Streaks will put the pressure on, try and get one more steal here before the end of the quarter. Quincy, I'm sure, once they get it in, will probably run it down for the last shot of this period, up by 12 points.
51-39 the score. Into the front court, Elby with some pressure in the back court. Swing it over left side. Here's another three on the way by Job. That one rolls in and out and in again. But a quick three by Christy gives Gilsburg a chance to get out the final shot with 7 seconds. Gets it. Into the front court, Williams. Down to 4 seconds to go. Shoot the ball, Joe. He's not looking for anything. He fires the three, and it's no good at the end of the third. So after all that, Quincy ends up building on the lead. They're now up 15 at the end of three, 54-239. You're listening to Silver Streak Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yam, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
There are great properties for sale in Galesburg and the surrounding areas that you might not be aware of because they're for sale by owner. If you or someone you know is looking for a different house, go to galesburg.info. Click on keyword FISBO for all the details.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At Quincy High School, Galesburg opens the fourth quarter with a three-pointer by J.J. Range. To get them back down 54-42. Quincy scored the first 13 points of the game here tonight. And led by as many as 19. Silver Streak down 12 as we start the fourth quarter. Connor Mellon gets fouled as the Streaks fall asleep again. As Quincy goes for the home run pass, Joe Williams fouls Mellon going to the basket, so he prevents the basket, but Mellon misses the first free throw. Second one coming on the way and rattles through. First points of the fourth quarter for Quincy, 55-42 is the Blue Devil lead. Galesburg needs a huge run here in the fourth quarter to prevent Quincy from tying them for second in the Western Big Six. J.J. on the right wing dribbles it back out to Grant Gibson. Shoots just outside the free throw line, and a good box out on the miss. Jacob Joe comes down with a rebound for the Blue Devil. 55-42, Quincy with the lead and the ball. They've led from start to finish here, or start into the fourth quarter at this point. DeKalb did the same thing last Saturday night against the Silver Streak, so Galesburg hasn't had a lead since the fourth quarter of the Moline game last Friday. We played 1 minute of the fourth quarter, and the Streaks have not dug into that deficit at all. On the outside, backdoor cut, stolen away by J.J. Rage. Good pick, reading it from the outside. Leads the break. Now Ethan Meeker with it on the right wing. Dribbles in, finds an opening in the lane. Shot up with the right hand, gets blocked, and Denzel Jones there with a rebound, and the foul called on Zach Curry for the Blue Devils, and the Streaks are going to get a couple of free throws.
J.J. Range just brought it, comes in and hits the three, and then a really nice anticipation and steal. If he's not there, that's a layup for Quincy, but he was able to cut across the lane, steal that, get us back down this way, and Denzel Jones eyes the first, delivers, and hits. Jones has become a really good free throw shooter after he struggled early in the season, but now he's been really, really good at the line.
Denzel up to 68.5% on the season, 52 to go in the game. Makes one of two here as Mellon comes down with a rebound and the Streak. A lot of pressure under the basket, but they knock it out of bounds. And Quincy will keep it. 55-43, Quincy by 12, 6:49 to go in the game. And the full court pressure is on probably to the very end here with Zach Murray pulling the trigger from the left side of the basket on the inbound to Mellon. Guarded by Grant Gibson. Grant, a little hand check underneath the ball, trying to poke from every aspect, trying to knock it away. Quincy's still with it in the backcourt. Lincoln Elby, guarded by Joe Williams. Elby gets it across midcourt, backs up from the top of the arc, and brings it back out. Mellon up high, guarding against Gibson. Now right side it goes to Jacob Jobe, driving inside the arc, and a foul called on J.J. Range. Little push on the floor by J.J. That'll be his first of the game, and the third team foul on Galesburg with 6:29 to go in the game. 12-point Quincy lead. on the inbound from underneath the basket. Zach Curry looking. Now gets it into Mellon on the wing. Guarded by Gibson. Dribbles it once to his left. Backdoor cut to Elvis. And then again. Second time they've run that here in the second half. Both times to perfection. It's 57-43, Quincy by 14. Gelsberg has not been able to put together any kind of a run to get back into this game. Here's Range on the left corner. Drives into the lane. Pump fakes up with the right hand. Short. Rebound Denzel. Ball knocked out of his hands. Diving on the floor for it. And a tie-up called as J.J. reaches down and ties up. Shoot underneath the basket for Quincy. And the alternating possession gives it back to the Blue Devils. So good move by J.J. to get off the shot. Range couldn't finish it off. And now Quincy gets it back. On the inbound lob, home run pass all the way to the other end. Good defense by Denzel Jones. Forces the miss. Loose ball on the floor. Now three players go down for it again. Another tie-up called, and this time Gelsberg gets it back on the held ball. Thanks to Denzel Jones, that prevented an easy lay. Yeah, well, because Denzel got caught a little bit of sleep on the long pass. He got beat on that, but he was fast enough to get back and alter the shot. He comes off holding his head. He got clobbered in the head on that rebound. And so he comes back off. So it's Ross, Gibson, Meeker, Williams, and original starting five. He's parked it back in too. It's Ross with it. Gibson into the left corner to Ethan Meeker. Has the ball knocked off of Jacob Job going for the defense. And there's Mike's son, Sean Reynolds, down at the end of the bench. Quick to pick up the ball, get it back to the referee. And the Silver Streaks will maybe luckily hang on to it. That ball might have gone off Meeker, but the official was quick to give it back to the Silver Streaks. Now Williams, three from the right side, bounces twice off the rim. Gibson deflects it out to Meeker, steps inside. His shot off the rim won't go. Tyson Parks with a strong offensive putback as the Silver Streaks fight hard and come away with the basket. And don't look now, but Gelsberg starting to crawl back into this game. Do they have enough time? Still down a dozen with 5:20 to go in the game. That's Tyson Parks' first basket of the game and only his fourth rebound. Elby with the dribble on the right side. Picked up his dribble, guarded by Williams. Now gets it away to shoot. Comes all the way around from the outside. Inside the arc, inside the free throw line with a one-hand run over the right hand. He's got 11 and a half, 15 in the game for Alex Shute. And Quincy just continues to maintain that lead. It's at 14 now, 59-45. Skip pass into the near corner. Out to Gibson for three off the back of the wrist. Rebound Joe Williams and a swipe foul called on Zach Curry. Trying to come in on the backside up over the top of Joe Williams, who came down with the offensive rebound. And that'll be the fourth foul of the game on Quincy. Nope, I'm sorry, that is the fifth foul. Second of the game on Jacob Job for Quincy. And Devin Ross to the left of his own basket needs help. Now scoops it all the way up to the outside. Grant Gibson has to thread the half-court line to prevent the over and back. Lob pass right side into the corner. Ethan Meeker back out to Gibson. Now Joe Williams steps inside the arc, cut off at the free throw line, tries to get it to Tyson Parks and leads him too much with the pass, fires it through the lane out of the outstretched arms of Parks, and the Streaks turn it over. I guess that's their ninth of the game, so they've slowed those numbers down since early in the game, but this is not the time to be turning it over.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, we've talked all game, we need a run. Well, you can't get a run unless you get stops. We can't get any stops, maybe one on defense, and then that's it. Quincy, inside or outside, they've had the answer all night long with the basketball.
Elby, and the dribble out high. Now a drive by Shute into the right corner. It goes to Jacob Job. He'll pull it back out. Now back to Shute on the right wing. Skips it up top on the left side to Zach Curry. Now right back to Shute on the outside. Quincy will become extra, extra patient now as we approach the four-minute mark of the fourth quarter with a 14-point lead. They'll be content to dribble. Gelsberg with three team fouls can take some chances. And Gibson undercuts Shute coming in from the right side a bit. That'll be the second foul of the game on Gibson, right in front of the Quincy student section. So Grant being the, de facto villain everywhere the Streaks go in the Western Big Six, gets a rousing roar of applause from the Quincy students down right in front there. It's, only a second foul of the game, and the Blue Devils call a timeout. With 4:07 to go in the game, a full timeout, Blue Devils on top, 59-45. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
.407 to go in the game.
At the Devil's Den at Baldwin Gymnasium.
The Blue Devils have led the entire game, scoring the first 13 of the game. It's 59-45 with 4 minutes to go in the game coming out of the Blue Devils timeout. Elby on the dribble, pressured in the backcourt, drives inside the arc, kicks it back out to Joe, but gives it right back to Elby, who will play the point and try to dribble some time off the clock. He's pressured by Joe Williams. Joe will reach and run and leap and fly as much as he can with Elby on the dribble, but they got a right side now onto the wing to Zach Burry, who dribbles it back out high. He's guarded by Devin Ross. Again, the streak of a strong man pressure defense, and they've got quickness into the game right now with Jones and Range and Williams, and now JJ gets called for a hand check on Jacob Job on the outside, but again, streaks have not put Quincy into the bonus yet. Second foul of the game on Range. 15 foul on the streak with 3:36 to go, and maybe at this point that just becomes it as much as anything. Get into the bonus. Let's get some free throws, and more than anything, stop that clock. As Quincy's going to be content to run some time. For all intents and purposes, Quincy may not have to take a shot the rest of the game, leading by 14 with 3.5 minutes to go. Here's a backdoor cut to Connor Mellon from the right side. Sidesteps Range and finger rolls it up and in over the front of the basket. So when you take chances and you go for steals, a lot of times there's openings on the court. Mellon found it there. Now to answer at the other end, Joe Williams knocks down a three from the left wing. And the Streaks call a quick timeout, 61-48 with 3:20 to go in the game. And this will be just a 30-second timeout. Well, as you said, Jim, you got to get some stops. Hard to imagine Quincy self-destructing in the final 3 minutes, 20 seconds of the game as well as they have played up to this point, but that's what the Streaks have to hope.
Well, that's right, and I really don't see that happening, but hey, anything can happen, I guess, in high school basketball. But Quincy has played such an excellent game and such a smart game. You know, they didn't come out and just put it in the deep freeze in the second half. They came out firing, and I think really the biggest stretch of this game was Shoup hitting those three-pointers early in the third quarter, kept us at bay, and I think kind of dispirited us a little bit on our attempt to try and come back in this one. And then they've just done so well taking our game away, except for the three-point shot. They're letting us let those fly. We're just not getting any of the interior passing and some of the nice work that we used to have earlier this season, but we get a five count. Nice pressure on the Quincy defense. We get the turnover, and we'll get it back with 3:19 to go.
Like a quick five count, but Silver Streak will take it. 11th turnover on the Blue Devils. Galesburg down 13. They've not been able to get any closer than 10 since falling behind by 19 in the second quarter. Williams driving in. There's an offensive foul called as Joe had planted there waiting. And Williams called for his second foul. 10th turnover, and really you can see that one come.
Yeah, and, you know, Joe had a problem with fouls this year. He stayed in this game all the way through, though. They played pretty aggressively, but that one, the Blue Devils saw him coming, got in his way, and now we've got a foul thing of Joe right here in the backboard as he was trying to keep track of the ball.
Silver Streak has to take some chances here, reaching, grabbing, going for steals. So that's a 17 foul now on Galesburg. And it stops the clock with 3:09 to go in the game. With Ethan Meeker checking back into the game, it's worth mentioning that Meeker picked up his third foul early in the second quarter in this game. And he's played virtually the entire second half and has not picked up a fourth foul. So to the free throw line, Elby gets the first one. So the one and bonus strategy does not pay off. As Quincy makes the first, earns the second. 14-point Blue Devil lead, 62-48, 3:09 to go in the game. And Elby eyes the second one, spins it up there, and it's perfect. 4 in the quarter for Elby, 6.5, and 8 for the game. 15-point Blue Devil lead, 63-48. On the left side, Meeker. Out to Ross, swinging around to Grant Gibson. Down the left side of the lane, takes it all the way in with the right hand and banks it strong and hard off the glass. Grand with 15 and a half, 21 for the game, 63-50. Milford down 13. That's pretty much where this deficit has been since the second quarter. Again, wide open under the basket, Connor Miller. Briggs put the full court pressure on. Quincy breaks it, and once they do, there's openings down the court, and it was Mellon, wide open, alone under the basket. Streaks has quieted him down, but he still hasn't missed a shot in the second half. 6 points, 24 for the game, and the Streaks turn it over by the Quincy press, leading the break all the way. Mellon with the offensive rebound and a foul. Again, another bad shot by Alex Shute, taking it all the way strong to the basket. He doesn't finish well. I'm not sure why he's even taking it to the basket, but it works out for Quincy every time when he misses.
Yeah, it's interesting. Shute, he doesn't even go off the right foot when he goes in there. His footing is awful, and yet Mellon's always there to clean up his mess. Mellon feels like he's had about 50 points tonight. He has just destroyed it.
It's actually just over half of that. It's 28. 68-50. 1 point short of Quincy's biggest lead of the game. Now Meeker misses a three, and there's another rebound by Quincy. Joe pulls that one down. And this one could really get out of hand in a hurry, and Denzel Jones fouls Elby in the backcourt with 2:04 to go in the game. That's the first foul of the game on Denzel Jones. So, again, the Streaks just doing everything they can to extend this game, draw it out as much as possible, but when you don't make shots or you don't even get off shots on your end of the floor and then place an open defense on the opposite end, not much you can do to stop a Blue Devils from really opening this up even more than it already has been tonight. And they'll be right back at the free throw line. Makes the first. It's 59-50, matching Quincy's biggest lead of the game here. Again, just a moment ago, the Streaks were down 13. And it's an 8-2 run. And they'll be with another one to give Quincy its biggest lead of the night. And it's off the back of the rim. Gibson there alone for the rebound. 69-50, Quincy. Bounce pass to the right side. Williams for three. It's good. 6 points in the quarter for Joe Williams, 69-53. Streaks break the press into the front court. Elby throws it away, trying to get to Mellon, cutting in from the left side down the lane, and he overthrows him too much in a bounce and out of bounds. Only the 12th turnover of the game for Quincy, as they've had a couple of stretches where they've had trouble handling the ball, but for the most part, they've done a good job. Grant gets a triple team in the lane, gets it away to Meeker. He comes up well short on the little right-hand floater inside the lane, and then the ball batted out of bounds by Meeker, and Quincy will get it back. 69-53, Galesburg down 16, and a minute 37 to go. Really, they have never been in this game. They've hung around trying to get back into the game, but have never really been in this game, and Quincy's now just going to try to dribble out this final minute and a half. Streaks are going to have to go take some chances. Blue Devils are going to force the Streaks to put them at the free throw line or give up easy layups. Now Quincy backs it up toward midcourt. Streaks trying to keep pressure on the ball, and Coach Mike Reynolds is ready to send in five fresh faces who haven't had much of any playing time tonight. Here's Mellon driving in from the left side. He gets two Streaks up in the air. Ross is one of them, and then coming in from the backside, Denzel Jones with a big rejection. Ball flies out of bounds on the opposite side. No foul called. Mellon's looking back at two different officials, wondering why there's no foul called. But Quincy's going to get it back with a minute five to go in the game. That's Mellon's first miss since the first quarter of the game, if you count that as a missed basket. And now Quincy empties the floor to a rousing applause to this Quincy home crowd, and the Silver Streak starters are done for the night as well. They played a terrific game here tonight.
Yeah, they really have, and you know, can easily see why they gave Rock Island and Moline fits down here as well. And Sean Taylor's done a terrific job. They're fundamentally sound. They make a few mistakes, but they get the most out of their talent, and they just took us to school here tonight in this Western Big Six matchup and really effectively stole any hopes that we had of having a share of the Western Big Six title have been shot down with an exclamation mark here tonight.
And the Streaks maneuver really in this game at all. Quincy scored the first 13 points of the game, led by as many as 19 in the first half. Silver Streaks got back within 10 in the third quarter, but never were able to put together any kind of a run. Devontae Shaw airballs a three from the right side, and Quincy's going to get it back there with 16.7 seconds to go in the game. Shaw, you might remember, way back in the first quarter, got the Streaks' first basket of the game. It's just over 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Now Quincy can just hold the ball for the final 8 seconds. The crowd comes to its feet, as well they should. This looked like the Quincy Blue Devils of old here tonight, dominating the Silver Streaks in a 69-53 win. The Streaks have lost three in a row. They dropped to 19-9, and the Blue Devils improved to 12-10, and both teams now 5-3 in the Western Big Six, tied for second place. We'll take a timeout. The post-game show is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage
is insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Pratty Insurance, your local Rocker Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Pratty. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rocker Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. My McDonald's, I'm loving it. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Handyman offers your business an affordable option to brand yourself on the outside of our vehicles. You'll be featured as one of our limited traveling billboards seen everywhere all over town each Monday through Saturday. You'll get exclusive placement on one or as many of our vans in our fleet as you want. You customize, design, and supply your own signage, and we'll display it on our handy vans for an entire year or as long as you like. People might even start thinking it's your vehicle instead of ours. Contact Julie Main at 345-3614 for more details.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Axline Health Mart Pharmacy in Monmouth, reminding you to consider a Canon camera for your sweetheart today on Valentine's Day. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near zero, wind chill readings 5 below to 15 below zero. Tomorrow, snow in the afternoon with accumulation around 1 inch, highs of 23. Tomorrow night, snow in the evening with accumulation also around 1 inch, lows of 15. And finally, Sunday, partly sunny with highs of 28, overnight lows of 22. Currently, it is 10 degrees at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final two from Quincy. Silver Streaks fall tonight by a final of 69-53. Quincy scored the first 13 points of the game. And really, it was never much of a game after that. Galesburg tried to make it close from time to time. They got within 10 on a couple of different occasions. But give Quincy a lot of credit. They had a game plan tonight that they executed to perfection. And that's three straight starts now that the Silver Streaks have gotten off in a bad, bad way. Fell behind by 15 at Moline last Friday night. DeKalb led the entire game last Saturday night, scored the first 4 points of the game, and I think they were up, what, 11-2, something early on, something like that. Galesburg never was even tied in that game last Saturday night. Here, a bad start tonight gets them their third straight loss. So the Streaks heading in the wrong direction at the wrong time of the year.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we talked a couple of times this year where a player may not be having his good night, and you throw back to those Snickers commercials and say, you're just not yourself. Well, this whole team is not what we have seen earlier this year. I don't know. It just seems like there's not any chemistry out there right now. I don't really see a whole lot of communication. And, you know, some of the guys that usually shoot well are not. And some of the guys who come to defend well are not. And so Mike Reynolds has really got his hands full trying to pull the pieces together here. Like you said, Brad, at a tough time of year. You know, we came off of the Christmas tournament, lost a couple of the games there on the last day, but both two pretty good teams and both in hard-fought games, so I still didn't feel too bad about that. Went on a pretty good run through the month of January. But now, again, we've lost to three good teams. I mean, Moline and DeKalb and Quincy are all good clubs, but if you're, you know, I think the Streaks had higher expectations. I think they thought they were probably going to be one of the more premier teams. They were last year in this conference, but we're just not getting it done on either end of the court right now. You know, we gave up 69. I don't think the Devils scored in the last 3 minutes of the game. They probably could have put up more than that. And we knew coming into the season that inside we were going to have our hands full. We lost Ryan Carl last year, you know, a big player and a good defender. But Tyson Parks and Denzel Jones helping him out, and Grant, some of them had by committee done a pretty good job of defense on the inside down low. But in the last few weeks, that's not been so much the case. Moline abused us pretty good up there Friday night. DeKalb able to cut through us on Saturday night, and then Moline tonight, or Quincy tonight. My goodness, they had everything they wanted. When they missed shots, they were able to get second and third attempts, and they didn't miss many from three-point land. That was the one thing we weren't all that concerned. We thought, this is not a real good shooting Devil team. Well, they were tonight. I had 57% from the field in this one for Quincy. So, we got taken to the woodshed tonight, and another long week before we get to play again. No game tomorrow, and we hit the court again next Friday night. Task certainly doesn't get any easier. In fact, we've got to get our confidence in our game back, or we'll lose by more than 16 when Rock Island comes to town next week.
Well, and we know what can happen in that game, because there's a night and the Silver Streaks were up by one early in the third quarter, didn't score the rest of the third quarter, got blown out by 28 up at Rock Island. So, you know, we certainly know that can happen in that game. And even if it didn't happen in that game, the way this game went here tonight, the way the Moline game started last week, the way the DeKalb game went for the brunt of that one last Saturday night, the way the Streaks have played these last three games, they could certainly lose by 30 points again to Rock Island next Friday night. I think we've had a chance to add up our post-game statistics. So let's go ahead and take a look at those numbers brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it, but not these numbers, despite the two locations in Galesburg. All right, let's take a look at those final numbers.
They are with a consistent shooting night, 28 of 49, 57%. They were above 50% shooting in every quarter in this one. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks just 34%, 18 out of 52 from the field. And with the exception, we were under 50% every single quarter in this one as well. Just 5 of 14 in the fourth. Tough to make a comeback when you're not shooting any better than that. Got out rebounded decisively. I had the edge 30 to 19 on the rebounding total in favor of Quincy. That is really unacceptable. And turnovers pretty well equalized out, 12 for Quincy, 11 for the Silver Streaks. So that's not a statistic that had any bearing on the game. It was shooting percentage and rebounds. And Quincy owned their own home floor tonight. They go to Jacksonville tomorrow night on the road. Well, again, we take the night off.
Finishing out the team statistics, Galesburg did hit 10 three-pointers tonight, 10 of 26. Quincy hit 6, 6 of 11. So well better than 50% from a team that does not shoot well, at least this season, from the outside. But they made 6 out of 11 from behind the arc and 7 of 9 from the free throw line. The Streaks were 5 of 6. So many times we've come down here to Quincy and free throws have been part of the game, but not here tonight. Quincy just beat the Silver Streaks in just about every other aspect of it. Connor Mellon led all scorers with 28 tonight, 18 in the first half and 16 in the second quarter alone. The only other player in double figures is Alex Shute with 9. Shute knocked down 3 straight three-pointers to start off the third quarter to give the Blue Devils a huge boost coming out of the locker room. Jacob Jobe, Lincoln Elby each finished with 9. Elby knocking down some fourth-quarter free throws that helped prevent the Streaks from putting any kind of a run together. Mike Dade with 4. Zach Burry and Parker Bland each with 2. For the Silver Streaks, Grant Gibson finishes with 21. Joe Williams also got into double figures with 13 and a big drop-off offensively. Ethan Meeker with 6. Kevontae Shaw, J.J. Range, Denzel Jones each with 3. Logan Davis had 2. Tyson Parks had 2. And several players got in late in the game. Devin Ross played a good chunk of the game, did not score. The remaining players, Alan Massey, Cal Morling, Bryce Reed, and Eric Thompson got in late and did not score for the Silver Streaks. Who fall tonight 69-53. Galesburg's lost 3 in a row for the first time this year, coming off a 6-game winning streak. They're now 19-9 on the season, 5-3 in the Western Big Six. Quincy improves to 12-10 overall. and ties Galesburg for second place also at 5-3. We'll take a break here from Quincy. We'll talk with Streak Fit coach Mike Reynolds when we come back and give you our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. Quincy wins it by 16. More post-game coverage comes up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Every hour of every day, someone in Knox County searches for services. From substance abuse treatment, care for a child or aging parent, food, housing, or financial assistance. Finding help can seem insurmountable. This is Ann Tucker, Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County. Thanks to a grant from the Galesburg Community Foundation, the United Way is able to bring the 211 program right here to Knox County. 211 is an easy-to-remember non-emergency telephone number that connects people with essential community information and services. Specialists match callers to the right agency based on each caller's need. On Tuesday, February 25th, we're holding an informational town hall meeting, 11:30 to 1 at the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Our featured speaker will be Karen Zangerle, providing information about 211 with time for questions and answers about the program. The public is welcome to attend. To learn more, go to unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith for the WGIO Morning News. Monday at 8:35, we'll talk about some big changes coming to South Park Mall in Moline with the city official Ray Forsythe on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg falls tonight 69-53. Again, 19-9 on the season. Galesburg sophomores also fell by a final of 62-57. So the drive down here on iffy road conditions, it got pretty harried at times, especially when we first left town coming out of Galesburg to Monmouth and Monmouth to Macomb. Got a lot better once we got past Macomb. And talking to Mike Reynolds before the game, he had much the same thoughts. And then to come down here and lose two games and in a lot of ways, not even show up for the varsity game. Well, we'll just go ahead and say it now, Jim. It made our day's auto body crunch time player of the game choice easy tonight.
Yeah, we love having an easy choice when somebody performs so very well. We've had that a lot of times this year. Tonight, it was all we had to do is glance at each other and say there was no crunch time player tonight because there was no crunch time. We got blown out right out of the gate, never able to catch up, and even in the course of that, didn't have really any moments other than maybe one or two trips down the court where there was any consistency or anybody really standing out. And that's just one of those nights where it'd be kind of silly to try and pick a player because it just wasn't a good night all the way around for the Silver Streak. So we'll just let it go tonight and hope that next week we can joyously bring you a great crunch time player of the game after the Rock Island game. But it sure didn't happen here this evening.
Well, we know the coaches are going to be asking this, and we know the coaches aren't going to have any more of an answer than we would at this point. And you really wonder, where's Galesburg going to go from this point on? Because, as you mentioned, Jim, the Rock Island game next week, and we thought this one was tough. We thought Moline last Friday night was tough. They're undefeated in the conference. And even though the streak got three straight home games to finish off the year, IBC's coming off a victory over Dunlap, which Galesburg has split two games with, so we know they're capable. They're in double figures in wins. 15, I think, was the last I saw anyway. And then you got United Township at the end of the season. Looks like they're playing better. And you got to try to put that together. And, you know, as we said, we talked to Mike after the game last Friday night, getting off to the slow start like the Streaks did. He jokingly said we had to come to Jesus talk on Saturday in the walkthrough prior to the DeKalb game. Things were probably worse in the DeKalb game last Saturday than they were the previous night against Moline. In terms of an execution and an energy standpoint, there were other things about the Moline game that weren't good that didn't carry over to the next night. So you think, all right, you know, we had a full week of practice, you know, put that behind us. Let's come down here. Let's play well. And it, in a lot of ways, it got even worse here tonight for the Silver Streaks. So, you know, as I said, I know the coaches don't have the answers at this point, but the rest of the season at this point is a real concern. And, you know, coaches have often said, we can't coach effort. We can't create it in the kids. Either they've got it or they don't. So at this point, I almost have to feel like it's got to come from the kids. The coaches are doing what they can, but it's not happening on the floor right now.
Yeah, well, an effort and confidence. And then I think this team has lost a lot of its confidence here in the last three ball games. And again, as I said, I just don't really feel much chemistry out there right now. And I thought this was a team maybe early on this year that was going to have a, a pretty good chemistry. But right now, just not getting that feeling. And again, as you said, you don't get a patsy along the way to get your confidence back. Even IVC that we play next Saturday night, yeah, we're at home, we'll probably be favored, but they're a pretty good team. And if we don't play well, we could have a problem there. And then you get to the regional, and it's not a tough regional, but it will be the way we're playing right now. I'm not sure we'd have beaten anybody. Maybe Canton in that field tonight. Certainly not going to be Dunlap playing like that. And Alleman's improved a little bit. So I know that's a few weeks down the road, but you can't help it. Go ahead and push this thing ahead and see where are we going. And you're right. It's up to the kids. I'm not sure there's any more X's and O's that can be drawn out there. It's the ability to execute, to do the fundamental things and get the job done. We may not be talking to a coach tonight. I'm not sure how long he's going to be in that locker room and how long we're going to try and hang on in this one this evening, because obviously they are having a long, long meeting, and I'm not sure how long we're going to hang on here tonight to fill time until Mike comes and probably won't have a whole lot of positive things to tell us.
Right. So we are going to take one more break here, and we'll see whether the coach emerges out of the locker room in the time we have remaining, and we'll come back and give you some final thoughts from Quincy and hopefully a word from the head coach when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
You could win cash this winter just by wearing the new green WGIL button. Pick up your free button today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Back at the Devil's Den, Alton Gymnasium at Quincy High School, where the Silver Streaks trailed from start to finish for the second straight game. And you go back to the Moline game last Friday night, trailed the entire first half there and all through the third quarter, before finally coming all the way back to create some ties and some lead changes in the fourth quarter. So it has been a rough last 12 quarters for the Silver Streaks. And Mike Reynolds has come out, so we will talk to the coach here in just a few moments. Galesburg sophomores lost by a final of 62-57. Galesburg girls have postseason play coming up here, so we need to look at that, because I know they're coming off a tough loss, but they fought hard, got it down close to the end, so I know things aren't in the best stage for them as well, but again, this is the time of year for them coming up next.
It's been a really tough week for Galesburg High School basketball. The boys lost twice over the last weekend. Girls fell at New Trier. The girls fell to Moline. Sophomores too. Varsity and sophomores both lost last night at United Township. Yes, some injuries in there as well. And then, of course, the main one, Shady Florine, up there in the New Trier game for the girls. And then we come here tonight, and a couple of more losses for the sophomores in the varsity. And so, yeah, we've had better weeks in the annals of Silver Streaks basketball. You try and pick up the pieces, and the girls will try and do that as they go to the postseason with Alleman. That'll be a very even matchup on Wednesday night, as they'll try and win that in advance to what would be a title game next Friday night. If that happens, then we'll be doing a little moving around with a boys and girls game going on at the same time. We'll shift one of those games over to 92.7 FM Laser next Friday, but we'll keep you posted on all that if and when it does come to pass. So Fighting Illini, we've got them tomorrow night here on WGIL. They finally got a win last week, but then fell at Nebraska the other night and got Ohio State at home coming up. We'll have that one, I believe, 6:30 pregame on that one tomorrow night. So we'll see if they can fare better than the Streaks. But right now, kind of a tough spot to find wins in this part of the season for all of our favorites here on WGIL.
Once again, Mike Reynolds spent a lot of time in the post game or in the locker room with the kids during this post game, but he is out now. So we'll talk to him here coming up in just a moment. We'll find out his thoughts of the game, and no real head scratcher here tonight. And I give Mike credit. I feel like he did everything he could tonight to get the kids going. You mentioned earlier, Jim, he was calm early on in the game, trying to play it cool. We got off to that bad start, fell behind 13-0. Looked like things remained very positive there for much of that, but and they kept giving up the shots to Lincoln to Connor Mellon down low, and he erupted for 16 points in the second quarter. That's when the volcano went over the top, and calm and trying to lift up the kids just became in your face. Figure out what you're doing, play like a man. You know, I can't think of what other cliches it was, and it worked for a little bit. Gillsburg outscored Quincy 11-4 the rest of the way. They got the deficit down to 12 by halftime. But I can think of one occasion, I think, in the third quarter when we could have gotten down into single digits. We got it down to 10 a couple of times, but Quincy came back down and scored. One time it was 12. We came down, Joe Williams shoots a three, and that could have gotten it down. That's the only time I can think where the Streaks really had any chance to get it down into single figures. And for everything Gillsburg didn't do tonight, I don't want to overlook the fact that all the things Quincy did right. And then, of course, we'll get Mike Reynolds' thoughts on that. My hunch is he'll probably say we had as much to do with what they did right as they did what they did right. So we'll let him answer that. But credit to Quincy too. They needed this win as much as anything, and they deserved it here tonight.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Mike, I'm sure like most head coaches will say, if you spend too much time complimenting the opposition, you're probably looking in the wrong direction. And yeah, Quincy did a lot of good things here tonight, much better than the first time that we played them up at our place. And really not as big a team as they were when they were down at our place either. But boy, certainly executed in a very, very crisp fashion and walked out of here with a very impressive win. As in fact, Coach Sean Taylor passing behind us right now. Very happy, Coach Sean Taylor, obviously with the way his team has been playing of late. Coach Mike Reynolds will be joining us here shortly. And again, you know, I was talking with Mike before the game a little bit. And he said after the post game on Saturday, he said mom called and said, boy, those pretty short answers. And I said, well, my wife said the same thing when I went home. She said, boy, that was kind of a depressing discussion. And tonight may not be a whole lot different. And you can understand it's just that time of searching that's going on for the team and the coaching staff is what had been a very promising time here about the middle of January has become a pretty trying time for the Silver Streaks. Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now, and Mike, I know it's always tough to come up after one like this, and you know, third straight game we get off to just an awful start and try and dig out of that hole, and I guess that's probably one of the things you're trying to figure out is what happened to a team that really used to start games really well earlier this season.
You know, we're going to go back and rack our brains and look, and we're demanding our guys to look in the mirror too. That's what we said. You know, we got to find a leader of this team, and we asked them who the leader isn't there, and we had complete silence. That's not good. So
it didn't. Yeah, it really didn't seem like we had much chemistry out there. Not a whole lot of talking going on, and certainly the biggest problem was Connor Mellon inside. I mean, the guy just destroyed us with 28 points. He did it in a lot of different ways, but. You know, not the biggest center we've seen all year, but that had to be, you know, we were talking, you were pretty calm with the team for quite a while, and finally, about midway through the second quarter, you'd had it, but you were trying to nurse the guys into kind of getting back in the game, but it just never really happened.
Well, I mean, we got down 11 at half. I thought, well, you got a little shot here. We had the ball down 10 about 4 minutes ago in that third quarter, had a fast break, and we won't share the thing. They turn it right over, go right down and lay it in. Down 12. You know, story of the night. We you know, they went small, and that's good for us. And except we weren't able to guard 32, we couldn't guard 31, and we couldn't guard 4. So I think we'll have to go back and look at our lineups, and maybe we'll have to play a little better defensive lineup and see if we can do that. But, you know, they average 38 points a game, I think. I think that's what I figured up or read somewhere. And they have basically 70 points. Yeah, you can say, you know, the offense is bad. We didn't share the ball again, but defensively, not good.
Well, and, you know, we thought that they really weren't a very good three-point shooting team coming in, but they sure looked anything but that tonight. They hit the big three in a row from the deep
start off that third quarter, and I guess that, you know, that really negated any momentum we were trying to get to start that second half.
You know, I mean, we didn't rotate. We didn't, I mean, just not very good. You know, I don't know what else to say. I don't like to use the word embarrassing because that's a little strong word, but frustrated, disappointed, you know, and I can guarantee one thing, like I told him in there, I can't guarantee we're going to beat Rock Island. I think they're really good. But I can guarantee we're going to play like our Silver Streaks, like we are proud to be a Silver Streak, because that's garbage there tonight. We got to play better than that, and we got to coach better than that. And until we do that, this will be the same result.
Mike, thanks for coming by, and we'll see you for that win against Rock Island next Friday.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds for joining us in the post game, regardless of the outcome, which has been tough for the last three straight games now. And the Silver Streaks, as Mike said, have some soul-searching to do, certainly within the makeup and the dynamic of the team itself, to end this losing streak and try to get some wins back on the board and some confidence heading into the postseason, which is coming up in a few weeks. So we'll go ahead and close out our broadcast from here at Quincy as the Streaks fall 69-53. They are now 19-10 on the season with their third straight loss, 5-3 in the Western Big Six, and tied with the Blue Devils, who are also 5-3. For Brian Prescott and Nick Simpson of the Downtown Studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. The Streaks next game at home next Friday night at Rock Island. We'll see you then. Good night from Quincy.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.